BP engineers in the Gulf of Mexico want to start sealing up the blown-out well today, but they have a little work to do first. And joining us live with the latest now, Associated Press correspondent Bill Fuller. Bill, what does that work consist of today?
Well, Pete, they're going to start the static kill sometime today. They were checking late yesterday on the blowout preventer. That's the mechanism down at the wellhead, which is supposed to have prevented what happened when the well started leaking, but apparently it didn't work too well. They were doing some tests on it yesterday. If the tests are successful, they should start the static kill later today. That's where they'll be pumping in the mud and then the cement to seal it off.
And they just need to make sure that the, if you want to call it integrity, although it seems an odd term to use for this particular pipeline, whether it can withstand the pressure and whatnot and the weight of that mud and cement?
Right. You know, they got to check, make sure it wasn't damaged when that rig tipped over and fell into the Gulf of Mexico. You know, if there's some damage to it, you know, they're just, that's what they're trying to figure out right now.
And so in the interim, is the relief well operations, are they on hold while this is done? Because I think the understanding is that if this works, the relief wells don't need to be used.
That's what they're saying, but the incident commander, Thad Allen, has always said that he wants that relief well finished, and he wants it plugged from both directions. But, you know, BP says they just want to take a wait-and-see attitude.
Well, and if you had to foot the $100 million bill per relief well, maybe that explains part of it.
Yeah, it does explain a lot.
Well, time will tell, and we'll figure out a bit later on as the day goes on whether or not it will be a viable option for them. Bill Fuller from the Associated Press.
Hey,
joining
Pete.
Us. Yes, sir.
Before you go away, I am very familiar with that, with the Red River. I lived up in Shreveport most of my life. That is a very treacherous waterway, and I know exactly where those drownings occurred yesterday, that sandbar. It's a very popular place for people to go in the summertime and get out on those sandbars and party and have a good time. But they put lock and dams on the Red River maybe 10 years ago, and it's caused some of the waters to back up. But during a low period, which we're going through now, a real drought, those sandbars can get very, very big, and they got into one of the deep channels of that river.
So visually, Bill, would they have not seen this drop coming?
No, they wouldn't have. They wouldn't have known it was there. No,
that's unreal. That is one of those stories that it's hard to imagine. It really is.
Believe me, it is.
Bill Fuller from the Associated Press. Bill, thanks as always. We appreciate that insight on both of those stories.